Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're just conducting a short opinion public. We would like to include your response to the study about issues that affect your community. Can you be so kind, share your opinion and be brief? Are you, as anyone in your household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
None whatsoever.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best described, how would you vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Somewhat likely? Not very likely?
Most likely I will.
So, very likely. Should I record that as your answer so we can move forward?
Yes.
Okay. And is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
Well, I haven't been out for a while, so I'm not all that aware of things.
No, I understand that.
Go ahead.
I understand that. But generally speaking, for what you've been seeing in the county, you know, in general, through the years, do you think the county, Travis County, are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, I believe that they're pretty much on track.
The right direction? Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. Can you please indicate how would you vote on it? The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage. On the ballot reads, should the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of the non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I suspect I would vote no.
Okay, understood, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. And would you definitely, would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting no against this? Definitely or probably?
Against what?
Against the proposal that I just read. Would you say that you are definitely or probably voting no against this?
Probably I would vote against it.
Probably, okay. It seems a ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand. You will not be asked again about this proposal in a simple way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for a bit of slight property tax increase. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I suspect I would be in favor of it.
Okay, probably yes in favor or probably no or probably or definitely yes?
Well, probably yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I probably would vote no.
Probably no. Okay, thank you. Now, as I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right, ma'am? Now, the first one that says, I prefer this proposal to raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Now, the second one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Now, the next one, it says, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last one, it says, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one of those comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right, ma'am?
I would think the last proposal.
The last one that I read? Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And now from the following list, which issue would you, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education and local schools, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development. If you have to choose, which one would you choose to be so your local official will focus the most to help you and your family?
Well, I suspect I would probably support most of them.
If you have to pick one, which one you think will be the issue that your elected official should be focused on most to help you and your family? Fighting crime, drugs, and improving public safety, or dealing with the inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas? Can you pick one of them so we can move forward? Or making
fighting
housing
crime.
More fighting crime.
Fighting crime.
In public safety, okay. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Grand Traverse County Government. Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion?
Well, as far as I know, it's favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
How about the Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Well, as far as I know, I would say very.
Very favorable. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. And there's no right or wrong answers. There's your opinion that matters. And if you don't have an opinion, you let me know so we can move forward, okay? Now, how about your city or township government? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
Well, anything that I know, I would say it's pretty favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, do you think that Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right? What's your opinion? And generally speaking.
Anything that I know, I would say it's about right.
It's about right. Thank you, ma'am. Now, if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayers' fund on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Do you definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
I really don't know anything about them.
Understood. Okay, we can move forward, ma'am. Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money? The way to promote local economy development. Will you strongly approve that? Somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
somewhat approve.
Okay. To spend the money to maintain existing trails. Same question. Approve or disapprove?
I would say I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. How about if they spend the money to promote health and wellness? Will you strongly approve that? Somewhat? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Well, I don't know anything about that.
To promote health and wellness? Okay, we can move forward. How about if they want to spend the money to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling? Do you approve that or disapprove?
I would approve.
Approve somewhat or strongly?
Probably strongly approve.
Okay. And how about if they want to spend the money to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks? Same question. Approve strongly, somewhat, disapprove strongly, or somewhat?
Well, I don't know a lot about it, but I would say I would...
Somewhat approve or strongly
somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve. Okay. How about if they want to spend the money to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces? Strongly approve that? Somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And to increase non-motorized transportation options. If they want to spend the money on that, will you strongly approve, somewhat, or strongly disapprove, or somewhat disapprove?
I would disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And how about if they want to spend the money to protect open space from residential and commercial development? Will you approve or disapprove that?
I think I would disapprove of that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And to promote recreational opportunities, approve or disapprove if they want to spend the money that way?
I would disapprove because I think we have plenty.
Understood. You will disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Probably strongly.
Strongly. And to plan and construct new trails, if they want to spend the money that way, will you approve it or disapprove it?
Disapprove of it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Well, I think strongly because I believe we have plenty of trails.
Understood, ma'am, and thank you for sharing your opinion. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained? Or the second one, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, parks, and Grand Traverse County? Which one, if you have to force to choose between those two, which one would you choose?
I would choose number one.
Number one. Thank you, ma'am. And you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please, ma'am, indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal? And if each will make you no difference, you can also indicate that as well. Now, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Will that make you to support this project much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference to you?
I would say probably right presently it makes no difference.
It makes no difference. And the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Will that make you to support this much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
And a citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission and their decision-making and ensure the funds are administrated for their intended purpose. Knowing this, will you be much more likely to support this? Somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat supportive.
Somewhat more, okay. And there will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Will that make you to support this proposal much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
It makes no difference.
makes no difference. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I appreciate your patience on the line. Now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason, to vote yes in favor of this proposal? If each will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. Now, Boardman, Lake Loop, Trail, and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connection to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Is that argument very convincing reason to support this proposal? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing? Not at all convincing? It makes no difference.
Somewhat supportive.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. Now, this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Well, that this statement will make you to support this. You think it's very convincing statement to support? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all, or makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay. Now, this proposal... I'm sorry. Yeah, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Very, somewhat, not too, not at all convincing, or no difference?
Well, I guess I would say it makes no difference.
Makes no difference. And Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Is that statement very convincing reason to support this? Somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing? It makes no difference to you.
Not too supportive.
Not too convincing reason, okay? Now, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Is that statement very convincing? Somewhat, not too, or not at all, or makes no difference?
I would be very favorable.
Very convincing reason, okay. Now, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Is that statement very convincing reason to support this proposal? Somewhat convincing? Not too, not at all, or no difference to you?
It would make no difference.
Okay. And $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Is that statement very convincing reason to support this proposal? Somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference to you?
Somewhat supportive.
Somewhat convincing, okay. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Is that statement very convincing reason to support this proposal? Somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Somewhat supportive.
Okay. And this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Very, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference to you?
Well, it makes no difference because people are so active.
Nowadays, yeah. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year. And this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Is that statement very convincing reason to support this proposal? Somewhat convincing, not too, not at all convincing, or makes no difference to you?
Somewhat supportive.
Somewhat convincing. And now, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Very, somewhat convincing. Not too, not at all, or no difference?
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Thank you for your patience, and we're almost done. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I think we have enough. I probably would vote no.
No? Okay, thank you, ma'am. And would you say that you are definitely or probably voting no? You say probably, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate, ma'am, if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing reason to vote no against this proposal? If each will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. Now, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too, not at all, or no difference when it comes to vote no?
I would say we have enough.
So that's very convincing reason, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this proposal will give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted in their pet projects. Is that very convincing reason to vote no? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing? Not at all? Or makes no difference?
I would vote no.
So that's very convincing statement, right? Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Is that very convincing reason or statement? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing? Not at all? Or makes no difference?
I would choose the first statement.
So that's a very convincing statement to you, or somewhat convincing?
I would say pretty convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers' foot to bill. Is that very convincing statement to you to vote no? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing? Not at all convincing, or no difference to you?
I would vote no.
So that's very convincing statement to you? Should I record that as your answer?
I would say I would be very much against it, yes.
Understood. Now, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Is that very convincing statement to vote no on this proposal? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference to you?
I would vote for the first.
Very convincing, okay. Now, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference when it comes to your support for this proposal?
I would be against it.
Should I record as a very convincing reason so we can move forward?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. The very convincing statement, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all, or no difference? How should I record your answer?
Very convincing.
Very convincing, yeah. Now, ma'am, one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I don't know.
Okay. Would that be, okay, you don't know if you vote yes or no? Okay. Now, you will be given a statement to complete on your own words. Okay, here's the statement. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, what would be the one hesitation? Just one. Can you mention that?
Well, offhand, I can't think of one.
The tax money that you're going to pay, the traffic congestion that it's going to create, nothing comes to mind? Just one? If you have one hesitation?
Maybe taxes or education.
Okay. The high taxes. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, before we finish, you will not be asked about another proposal that might appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, should the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 24 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levy in full, the renewable millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949.49 in the first year. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? If
I
you
would
have to
vote
choose.
Yes. I would vote yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Probably yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions so we can finish. Your answers are confidential, just to make sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for who did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I would say Trump.
And the 2020, okay. And with which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican,
thank you, ma'am. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Thank you. Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Well, somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you, ma'am. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school graduate, some college graduate with associates, college graduate with bachelor's or postgraduate?
High school.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Do you own or rent your home that you currently live in? Own or rent?
We own it.
Okay. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? White Caucasian, Asian American, African American, or Black, Hispanic?
American.
Okay. How should I record your answer so we can move forward? Can you select one? White Caucasian, Asian, African, Hispanic?
American.
All right, man. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Okay. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very kind of you, man. Bye-bye.